Hey guys, I wanted to make an episode really quickly about the importance of learning to delegate. And this is particularly geared at folks out there that are running like a small business or a small operation or something like that. You know, I think a lot of times, I know I've seen this myself personally and with many of the other business owners that I know, you get in this situation where you have so much invested in your business or in your, you know, whatever it is you're doing, that everything has to be a certain way. And there's so many different things that have to be done within your business. And you feel like, look, I probably ought to do all of those things, you know, and have input onto all of those things. And it's really easy, like particularly people that start business, a lot of time they're very ambitious folks, and they're, you know, the entrepreneur can also sometimes be a perfectionist. And it's a dangerous thing, and it can really limit yourself if you don't begin to understand you have got to get other people to help you, and you've got to build the ability to trust other people to do a good job. I've seen it limit myself. I've seen it limit many business owners. I've seen some folks that it wasn't until they got this thing down to where they understood and valued the importance of delegating and trusting other people. It wasn't until then that their business passed over a certain threshold. You know, they had something great. They had something really good, but it wasn't great until they began to let other people help them. And, you know, when you think about it, it's obvious because there's only so much a single person can do. You know, I look at a lot of folks that are extreme examples of really high success. You know, one of the ones I always think about is Warren Buffett. You guys probably heard me talk about him on other podcasts if you listen. But he's got all these different businesses that he's in, and, you know, they're great businesses. Well, he understands the importance of hiring good managers, or another way to say that is he understands the importance of having the ability to delegate. And a part of that, you know, is being able to evaluate what good managers look like and what people's strengths are and that sort of thing. That's something you have to develop over the years. But at the end of the day, it's delegation of responsibilities. You know, I know Warren Buffett knows he's very good with business. He could probably manage all those businesses very well, but he can't himself manage all those businesses. He has to have help. And it's the same thing within your business, and particularly within different functions of your business. So for us, for instance, one of the things that's been really huge for us is getting folks to help us with marketing, or getting folks to help us with, you know, improving our sales, on the sales side, like as far as fulfilling orders, or, you know, one of the big things we do today is we're in a bunch of consignment shops, and that may not seem like it's delegation, but it very much is. You know, you're basically trusting somebody with your product, and they manage everything with your product after you set up your shop. You know, they're the ones that are processing the orders and talking to the customer and all these sorts of things. And you've got to trust them to do that. And that's a big part of it. Like, you're going to have to begin to trust people. You know, like I said, we do the same thing with our marketing. We do the same thing when we're trying to design products, or we're trying to get products made. Like, you know, we have to trust our folks that are helping us with those things. Otherwise, we just can't get as much done. You know, and it's the same thing within your, I found the same thing with my professional life. You know, as I've told you guys on this podcast before, worked many years within the finance world. It wasn't that until I began to get into positions where I really had to delegate. You know, I had to find, to look at my team, look at what their strengths and weaknesses were, and really leverage their abilities. And not just leverage their abilities, but leverage their knowledge. You know, try to understand who knows what, and how can I take what they know and improve the overall operation. And it takes a lot of trust, you know, and it takes a lot of humility also, I'll say. Because, you know, whether you're the business owner, or you're the department leader, or whatever it is, you know, you've got to come to somebody that, you know, may not necessarily be at your station or whatever, you know, at your level from the organization and say, hey, I need some help here. I need to understand this. And it can be the same thing within your personal life. You know, I know for many years, You know, when we there's, you know, I'm a big time, hands-on guy, and, I love to work in my yard, and I love to work on my car, when I have time, you know, or whatever it is. And for many years, you know, I've cut my own yard. And for many years, when I have an issue with my car, because I honestly, with my car, I don't trust people a lot of times because I've had some issues, to work on my car. You know, I do the work, whether that's the oil change or I've got to change out a water pump or whatever it is. And over the years, what I found is like, yeah, I could do a great job on it. And I probably will on some of these, I'll be the, probably do just as good a job as anybody else, despite that not being really my profession. But the thing is, I just don't have the time to do it. And so, you know, you've got to lean into really helping, letting other folks help you. You know, some of the people that I see that are the most successful, and I've been around a lot of really successful people, they do this very well. Some folks, just as in like an extreme example, you know, they don't even drive themselves around. You know, they have somebody drive them around, or, you know, they don't pick their kids up from school. You know, they're not doing anything that's really not value added for their situation. And that's not realistic for a lot of people. And I'm not telling people to not pick your kids up from school, because there's obviously value in that, that are outside of the scope of what I'm saying here. But just understand the importance of what I'm saying is, as much as you can, whether it's in your business, your personal life, within your profession, whatever it is, lean into trusting other people, lean into utilizing the abilities of other people as much as you possibly can. And that'll give you the opportunity to focus more on what it is that you want to do, the things that are really most tip-top level of importance to you, and the most high, you know, high level value add to whatever it is that you're trying to do. So anyway, like I said, it's one of those things. Delegation is one of those things that I think it takes a lot of people, a great deal of time to really, to appreciate the value of it. But understand the great things that have, so many of the great things that have happened in this world, it's been a combination of efforts from a lot of different people. And a lot of times, you know, when you see these extreme examples, like I mentioned before with Warren Buffett, but there's other examples, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, all the things those guys have been able to do, they leaned into the intelligence and the abilities of a lot of other people to get those things done. You just can't get it done without, you know, understanding and appreciating and doing that. So anyway, like I said, I wanted to make this episode really quickly. Learn to delegate, learn to vet people, learn to understand what people's strengths and weaknesses are, and, you know, don't get caught up on, you know, wanting to do everything. That's a trap. Don't get caught up in thinking that your abilities, you know, are so high that you can do everything. You cannot. And appreciate the insights that other people bring for you. And just, you know, the more you lean into letting other people help you, the better off you're going to be all the way around. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you have any comments or thoughts, please let me know. And until next time.